Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I am a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. My guest for today is my super fun friend, Robert Berry. Robert is a singer, songwriter, performing musician, record producer, and is the owner of Soundtech Studios in Campbell, California. In addition to his own music and performing with others, Robert is the creator of an awesome holiday music band he calls December People, and they perform classic rock Christmas songs. Join us for a conversation about the new December People album, St. Nick's Picks, and hear some of the songs from the album. We'll also be talking about Christmas songs, classic rock music, gratitude, giving back to the community, and living the music you hear calling you. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, Margot. It's good to talk to you again.
It's always good to talk to you. Oh, gosh. Well,
this isn't only a great time of year for me, but your birthday is in December, right? So, I mean, come on.
Yeah, like Christmas Day.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, everybody think Xander, our son, I'm sure I've told you this before, but he always says that red and green are my mom's colors because of my birthday being on Christmas.
And he only has to buy one present, so that's always good for a kid, you know.
You know, he and Dudley are both really great about making birthday and Christmas both feel like they're happening, you know. So I have no complaints, and, you know, it's Yeah, and my mom always did make it really wonderful, too, and she said that they were playing one of the songs, actually, that we're going to play right now today is Joy to the World, and they were playing that right after they wheeled her out of the delivery room.
Ah.
So that one, yeah, so that one, silent, oh, God, I just remembered.
Well, there's a good segue right there, huh?
Oh, my God, and Silent Night, as they were wheeling her in, I totally forgotten about that. So anyway, yeah, we've got two of those, and then we've got Santa Claus is Coming to Town, December People style. So, yeah, we've got some good music to play here. But first, before we get into talking about or playing the songs, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about St. Nick's Picks. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, December People has been together. This will be our seventh year. And
wow.
A lot of people like certain songs. They've always said, oh, you ought to put out a greatest hits. Well, we don't really have hits. We have popular songs that people love, and they come and see us, and they have certain things. So I thought, well, maybe this year I'll do something different. I want to get this brand where Santa Claus picks out his favorite stuff. So I decided actually to do a wine and an album. The album is like fan favorites from the other four albums we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And the wine is just something I wanted to try. I know it sounds crazy to do a wine, but I thought, how do I reach more people that maybe wouldn't listen to music or would never hear about December People? Because as you know, we play for charity, you know. We try food banks and the homeless and all kinds of things. That's really why we get together. And I think,
well, you do
I
it to raise money for them. The way you said that, it sounded like you play for them. But, yeah, but you play to raise money
for
them.
Yeah. Well, like here in San Jose, Silicon Valley here, we're playing the Heritage Theater in Campbell. 100% every dollar from the ticket sales goes to the homeless advocates here called the Streets Team. And
wow.
What they do is they say they create dignity for people. Like not only find them a place to live, but they find them a job. They're just not helping homeless people hear some food, you know. They actually give them a new foundation. And I think it's such a fantastic organization that I figured out a way to get a sponsor to pay for the theater and things and get all the proceeds, not just the proceeds, I'd be the profit. There's no profit.
Mm-hmm.
All the ticket sale money, 100% is going to them.
Right.
And
right.
That's what December People's about. We feel that each city we go to, if they would take care of their own homeless and hungry people, that we could probably wipe out that problem. I can't think of a city that's not well enough off to help their own people, let's say. Maybe it's hard to help the whole United States, the whole world with an organization, but not your own hometown. People can get together. And December People likes to play a show where people sort of get that message, and hopefully we give back enough in food donations or money, whatever, that it does help those the most needy of our citizens, which probably doesn't answer the question at all. But that's why we do it. And St. Nick's Picked is kind of the new brand. It's like, what does Santa Claus do all year? Well, he looks for cool stuff. So besides this music, here's a wine that we're going to try. We're saying this is St. Nick's Pick, this wine. And
we have a great little
boutique winery bottling it for us, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I love the idea, though, of St. Nick's Picks. Who thought of that?
Well, actually, you know, my good friend, and you know him, Rob Fowler, he's a musician and does my websites. He's just an all-around incredibly great, talented guy. I was talking to him about need to spread this December people thing wider, and I think just going through music channels isn't the way to do it. I think I could get more people to notice our cause by sort of going in the back door, like have another product or doing something else, even though it all comes down to the music eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually came up with the name. Why don't you do this like it's a recommendation thing? You know, Santa Claus recommends this, and Santa Claus and St. Nick's Pick, he came up with. It was just great. I said, that's perfect. And, I have to give him all the credit for that. It's just great.
Yeah, because the other thing is that in music and guitars, there's picks. So, I mean, there's picks and there's picks. So it's kind of a really cool play on words. And St. Nick, I love that. But didn't
he also
create the art for the new album as well?
Yes, he did the cover, which is really cool.
Oh, I love the cover. I absolutely love the cover. It's my favorite one of all the albums that you've had so far. I mean,
art. He also did Rattle and Humbug. Our second album, he did that cover too, which is has the road case on the front with the bow around it and stuff. But this one is much more Christmassy. You know, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I really like that album cover. I've got it in front of me, in fact. But Rattle and Humbug also doesn't say St. Nick to me. So, you know, that's why I especially like the new one so much.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's a talented guy. And none of these covers, none of this art, none of my website, none of the components in it have I said, you know what I want, Rob? What I say is, Rob, I would like you to use your talents to give me something really great according to what you love to do. And he just dives in deep on these things. And, well, you can see by the cover, it's a cool cover. It's very Christmassy, but then again, it's music and gift and I don't know. There's a 12-inch vinyl album on it, too. So that's really cool.
I know. That is so exciting that there's one of those this year, too. And it's so cool that the vinyl albums are coming back in style, because one of the things that I don't like about CDs is the fact that the CDs, it's so easy to lose them around the house. But albums, because they were big, you're able to see them. And also because of the fact that they can melt or do other things, you're more careful with where you put them. And they can get scratched, so you'd be careful with them. So I don't know. They were just always so much more of a treasure. And of course, I first met you when I was working at first Warehouse Records and then Tower Records in Campbell. So it reminds me of back in those days when we used to sell all the albums for Christmas. So I definitely want to get the vinyl and the CD. The CD's cool because you can use it in the car if you still have a CD.
And of course,
like I do.
What's nice about a vinyl album, the cover is a work of art. It's 12 inches square. It's probably bigger than that because the vinyl is 12. So maybe 12 and an eighth or 12 and a quarter square. But it's a work of art, and we just don't have that with the CDs, even though it's the same cover. It's small. It's just different.
Yeah,
you know?
It's totally true. Well, I think one of the things, before I forget, I wanted to talk about briefly, though, is, okay, you're doing four shows this year, and you just mentioned that one of them is at the Heritage in Campbell, which would be your hometown. And that's the biggest one, right?
Yes. They're all – Pleasanton is the smallest, but
mm-hmm.
There's two nights there to make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the Rio and Santa Cruz. I should say this year we're only staying local. There's a couple reasons for that. First
mm-hmm.
of all, I'm looking for new management. I'm looking for someone that really gets our concept and can spread the music more, that we get the band out there to do more good in more places.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, the weather has been so messed up this year that it just worried me. You know, we were playing Michigan a lot. We went to Kansas every year. And even in a good year, the weather was tough. We got stranded in Montana last year. It's just, I don't know why, but I just felt like, you know, this year I'm going to make it easy on the guys. I'm going to concentrate on the St. Nick's Picks, kind of a gift guide,
mm-hmm.
and just try to do something really special, sort of reorganize the thing. And when I get the right management and everything else, then we can go back on the road and they can take care of that.
But yeah, right now, it's a tough time of year to go on the road for sure. And the thing is, though, is the albums are wonderful too. I mean, I adore your shows, but what I would love to see happen is to have there be like TV shows or a movie of it, you know, something like that where people could watch it on their TV and watch it over and over again because it's so incredibly beautiful and visual and fun to be there in person. And yet the music itself is just so, so great too. And speaking of that, I want to start playing the songs before we run out of time to have them,
even though
we're doing a longer show than usual today. And I think I would like to start with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We'll start out. Does that sound good to you?
That is the biggest fan favorite of them all. And it's from Rattle and Humbug, I believe, the second album.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been just one of the big favorites. I think because it gets across what we do and how we do it. It's such a perfect fit, you know, in the ZZ Top style arrangements and everything. And then the song itself, you can sing along with it first time. If you haven't heard it before, sing along.
Well, plus Santa Claus is Coming to Town has always been one of my favorite songs to begin with.
Well,
so you're
good.
Right. I mean, because of that, I can sing along. I'm not going to right now, though.
Okay.
Here we go.
Coming to town. Oh, 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 oh.
gosh, that is such a rocking version of Santa Claus mm-hmm. is Coming to Town, Robert.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. That's fun. That is so much fun to play, too. You know, it's funny. We always, from the first time we played, our production guy got these beards for us to wear. So we look like ZZ Top kind of. And mine, for some reason, never stays on. It always winds up in my mouth. And these long, gray, Halloween week beards, awful. And I'm always pulling this hair off of me for an hour after we're done playing the thing. But we're mm-hmm. not doing those beards anymore. Well, I've cut out a lot of things this year that, now the beards didn't cost any money, but a lot of the other stuff was taken away from the amount we can do for charity because it was mm-hmm. so expensive for us to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hard to get that a band with that many well-known guys in it, to fly them in, get all the equipment, the road crew, all the lights, everything. Well, that cost them so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And our thing is to help the charity. So I'm doing it mainly on the music now. You know, it's going to be a big test year to see what people think of us. We went to Kansas last year without all the special lighting, and it was
mm-hmm.
a huge crowd, and they all said, best show we've ever seen with you guys. It was our third year there.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah,
well, now,
I'm hoping that...
Who's going to be performing with you live this year?
You know, this year, David Victor, the old lead singer from Boston, is back with us. He was with us last year, and...
Mm-hmm.
It was such a great addition to the band. He's a good guy. He's funny. He's a good entertainer. And most importantly, he is an incredible singer. And
he is all of those things. He's such a
man.
Sweetheart and so talented.
Yeah.
And then who else?
Dave Med from the Tubes, and they're on tour right now. The Tubes are in Europe with Alice Cooper doing an arena tour. So Dave will be back for this. We have David
mm-hmm.
Lauser from Sammy Hagar's band, the drummer. Dave will
mm-hmm.
be, and Dave now plays with me in the Greg Kin band. So David Lauser has been Greg Kin band drummer for like 6 months or so.
Oh, cool.
Jack Foster, of course, we can't do without Jack. Jack does all the parts that are missing. You know, he's a fantastic guitar player, fantastic singer, and he has the ability to kind of fill in. I call him our utility guy, to fill
mm-hmm.
in all those hard parts that wouldn't be there if he wasn't there just grabbing them all. You know, it's not easy to sing high, to sing low, to play fast guitar, to play acoustic guitar, all the things he does. It's really great.
And he's also a really nice guy. Every one of the guys in the band, including you, are. You know,
when I started the band, when I did it for a record company, first of all, and they said, well, why don't you put a band together? Okay, well, let me call the guys, first of all, at the top of my list. Like, you know, if I don't ask, the answer's already no, so I ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
every one of them said yes. And my top of my list was not only great musicians that could play all kinds of styles, but also that I knew could get along together as this thing grew and have to be on a tour bus or something for, you know, 6-7 weeks during the holidays together and not fight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's
right.
Why they're all such good guys.
Oh, they are. They're fantastic. You know, and Jack Foster's been on my show before, too, and he is just such a love. And is he the one that sings, I think it is, for Silent Night, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
I shouldn't have given him that one, because that's a lot of people's favorites. I should be singing that. Oh, I tell you. Yeah,
well,
no, he does a fantastic
job. I agree
that
it would be great if you were singing it, but he is.
No, it's better with him. That's the problem.
Speaking of that, I want to play that one next, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more after. So, tell people what style Silent Night's done in, you know, what band.
You know, it's the style of a band called Tears for Fears. There was a big song called Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I don't know, is that 90s? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
Late 80s. But it was such a great song, and it just so happened that Silent Night fit it like a glove. So you should just play it and let people hear it. It could have been the original hit song, you know?
Okay. All right. Here we go. This one's
just
over 4 minutes, so we'll play that one next, and then we'll talk some more.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, and
Robert.
That's Jack Foster playing lead guitar, too.
Really? Cool.
Hell yeah.
You know, I seem to remember that from seeing the shows. I think I've been to the shows almost every year. I think the very first year we didn't get to go, it was down in Santa Cruz, and we saw it.
Monterey.
We were able to see it. Yeah, or Monterey. It was a live stream
yep.
from there, though.
Yeah.
And so we did see it. We just weren't there in person. But I just love your shows, and I'm so looking forward to going again this year. So we've gone to the in the past, but I'm really
yeah.
wanting to go to the Heritage this time.
Yeah, the Heritage, what's nice about that, I told you, it's 100% of the ticket sales go to the Streets team. So every penny that people spend in tickets go to the homeless advocates that do great work. And that was something, that's another reason I'm looking for new management and things. I'm trying to find somebody that gets that piece of it and will go into a town and get sponsorship and will get these things to help these cities, you know, fight their homeless problem. I mean, there's going to be a lot of money because I know it'll sell out here. It did a couple of years ago when we played there, and it's just easy to do here. People really like December people. But it's a lot of cash then to Streets team who can use it to help these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's right there in your home area too. So people have known you forever since back when you were in Hush,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah.
You know, I've known you since I was in college and selling records at Warehouse and Tower and San Jose and then Tower Campbell. And so, you know, I've known you since the Hush days and all through those times. But, yeah, it would be a great place to go to see it from that standpoint also, I think, because there would be so many people that have known you for so many years that would be at the concert. So it would be really fun to see
yeah,
them.
You know, it's
there
funny.
Too.
We did the Heritage 2 years ago. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like 20% of the people, 25% were people that knew my history and the bands and things. But there was a ton of new people, and they sold out really quick. So a lot of people were calling me that actually knew Hush and all the things around here. I can't get tickets, so how do I get tickets? And they couldn't get them because they waited. They didn't think it would sell out that fast. Now, you know, it sells out really fast here, so...
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Actually, I better get myself online and get my tickets soon.
But you know that you hear that Silent Night fits like a glove. That's the thing, you know, that the original holiday song, Silent Night, and the style of Tears for Fears, it almost sounds like it could have been the hit when they had it out. That's the beauty
I know.
Of December music. Yeah.
Well, it really is, and I remember one of the things that I hope you're going to still do a little bit of at least that is really cool is showing how the songs, you know, a little bit about how you guys put together the songs during the show and how certain ones just don't work. And I think that when you see how hear how many of the songs you guys have done and how amazingly well they work with the original rock music blended with the holiday songs, it starts seeming like, oh, it's just easy. But you guys are just, to me, it's a genius to be able to combine the feeling of the rock songs with the holiday songs lyrics and the holiday songs feelings without, you know, I don't know. I've always been such a Christmas music lover that, as you know, that for me, a lot of times in the past, even if it was a band that I really liked, I didn't necessarily want to have their version of the Christmas songs instead of
right.
the ones that I was used to. And, like, I love the Charlie Brown Christmas, and I love John Tesh's Family Christmas. I know
mm-hmm.
those are both just so beautiful in their own ways. And they're most the Charlie Brown Christmas is mostly instrumental, and the John Tesh one is entirely. So that one is really nice to have on in the background of things. But I just, you know, as soon as I started listening to December People, I loved it because there were so many of the rock band's songs that were popular songs, and yet creating them with the holiday songs is just such a wonderful blend of the two.
Well, it's funny the way you say it too, because when the record company in New York called me 2001 when I first did the very first album, and it was 10 years later I did the second album, because the first album I just did by myself with some famous singers on it, and they said, we want you to do a Christmas album. I said, well, I don't want to do a Christmas album for the very reasons you said. You know, I don't want to play just Christmas songs. People aren't going to like that. They're not going to care. And they simply said, you figure out how to do the Christmas album you do. We'll put it out. So they kind of put it in my lap to do, figure out something clever, right, or something I've enjoyed doing. I'm thinking, oh, what's that going to be? And I was working on Mother Goose Rocks, which was the children's songs done like Britney Spears and
whoever
was the pop artist
at
the time. Yeah. So I thought, wonder if I do holiday songs in the style of classic rock. But I didn't, at the time, didn't know how it would fit. You know, I mean, in my mind, it had to fit like a glove. And the first song I did, there was two of them. I did The Night Before Christmas, which was a poem, and I did it like Stairway to Heaven, and it was really something. And I did Joy to the World in the style of The Who, and I sent it to the record company, and they flipped. They said, this is fantastic. We want you to do it. Yet, please do this album. And so I did it, and unbeknownst to me, they entered it in the independent record label album of the year award thing, and then it won holiday album of the year as best holiday album for independent record labels, not the real big ones, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, maybe there is something special about this. And but it still, it wasn't a band then. It was just my concept. It was, and then 10 years later, I said, you know what? I want to make a band out of this. And of course, at that point, I wanted to do it for charity, and you can't work for a record company if you do it for charity. So I bought the first album back. I bought all the rights. Because, you know, I signed everything to them. They had the name and everything. So I bought it all back. And I said, I'm going to try to do this and build this for a charity reason. And when I called Gary Pugh, who plays in the band Boston, and said, Gary, I want to do this for charity. What do you think? He goes, I'm in. If we're doing it for charity, because, you know, Boston tours all year. None of us really have to play in November and December. I'm out with Greg Kinn. Like, the Tubes are in Europe right now, you know. Everybody's busy playing. We don't need to play more. But to give back was the whole thing.
And also
so far,
the joy that you guys have while you're doing it is a gift as well, you know, for the live shows.
Yeah, we love doing it. And it's the fun. I tell you, and I play with Keith Emerson and Carl Palmer. That's pretty hard music. This is the hardest band I've ever been in, because every song is a different style, different instrumentation, different vocal ranges, and you have to do it the way it's supposed to be done. You can't do them all the same, or you have that thing you're saying that a lot of bands do Christmas albums and you don't really want to listen to them. It's just the band singing Christmas songs.
Right.
That's not what we're about.
Right.
We're trying to recreate some discovery where you're sitting there, you hear us, you go, oh, my, that Who thing, that's some of Bob O'Reilly. Oh, I've heard that on CSI, that thing. I know what that, you know, that kind of stuff. And it kind of, I say, people get the joke when they see us.
Well, you know, the other thing that's really cool about it, too, is because it is a combo of the rock songs and feeling and the Christmas songs, I can actually listen to Christmas music earlier because Dudley likes it. You know, I mean, not that he doesn't like Christmas songs, but he usually tells me I can't start listening to Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. But we listen to December People in November, and we, you know, so it gives us a chance to do that. We've got about 10 minutes left, and the Joy to the World / Jingle Bells song is the one I want to play next. And that's a little over 5 minutes, about 5.5 minutes. So I want to get that playing. And
I'm going to tell you something real cute about Jingle Bells. I'll put the band together. Dave Med, our keyboard player, of course, plays the Tubes. Tubes had very hard music. You love the Tubes. I know that. And I need a keyboard player that can play all kinds of hard stuff. This is really hard music. We're in rehearsal, and he has everything down, some hard stuff to work on. I said, what's going on with that middle part, that Jingle Bells thing in the Who tune? He goes, I was raised Jehovah's Witness. I never did Christmas songs, and I just don't know Jingle Bells. It's just notes to me. I said, he goes, I'm not a Jehovah's Witness now. That's my mom, but you know, I'm a Christian now. And he couldn't play Jingle Bells on the piano, which is like a little kid's tune almost, you know.
Oh, that's funny. That is so funny. Well, I'm going to play the Joy to the World Jingle Bell song. And what's it in the style of, just to let everybody know?
The Who, and it has all kinds of quotes from about five different Who songs. Usually, like Silent Night, it's based on a hit song somebody had. We try to do that same style.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
Who has such a long, I mean, starting in the 60s, a long longevity in the business, that I took little things from here and there. So the musicologist in you has to kind of hear through it and go, oh, that's from Pinball Wizard. No, that's from this and that, you know.
All right, let's let them guess.
Cool.
And I'm going to start playing that now.
yeah.
Oh my gosh, do you realize we only have 3 minutes left and I have not asked the questions I usually ask people while they're listening to the show, so I want them to think about this. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And oh my gosh, Robert, thank you for living your music. I am so thankful for that.
You know, I love what I get to do. I'm honored that people will even listen to what I've offered up. And life doesn't get better than that. You know, to do what you love to do. I wish more people got to do that, actually.
Yeah, I know. I think part of the problem is that so many people grow up hearing that it's impractical and silly to try and do what you love. But when you do what you love, you end up getting so good at it. That's what I've observed happening, not only with you, but other guests of mine that are living their music, is that when you start out doing it because it's a passion, you just get so good at it, and then you do start getting paid to do it too, in a lot of cases. Sometimes you don't, but I mean, if nothing else, you get the joy of doing it. So
that's right.
You know, it's important. It's important. It gets more love out in the world, and boy, do we need more love in the world.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We can never have too much of that. So, yeah, well, anyway, we've got less than 2 minutes, like I said. What one last thing do you want to say really quickly?
You know, I hope to see everybody out at the shows. We're just doing Bay Area because I'm worried about the weather and the traveling and stuff, so we're just not doing it this year. I put enough pressure on these guys after the long season all year of touring then to put them in harm's way. I hope they go to decemberpeople.com. It'll be up in, I think, just a couple days, where to get the wine. If you want a St. Nick's Pick wine, the label's really cool. And it's just, it's kind of a cool thing just to have. You have to bring it out at Christmas. You don't even have to drink it. Just kind of St. Nick's Pick, you know?
Oh, I know.
I'm testing it. I mean, there's no profit in it. I'm not doing it to make money. But I tell you, it's been expensive to do. And even to ship wine, it costs almost $9 to ship a bottle of wine because there's government regulations and things. So I've learned a lot about it. Next year, I'm going to try to have St. Nick's Picks chocolates and coffee and a bunch of different things just for fun to try to spread the word about December People music in a different way and hopefully get to some more cities and start, you know, doing some more good for homeless and hungry people.
That sounds great. We're just about out of time, so thank you again for living your music. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And please share the show with your family and friends so that they can hear the songs and they can get the music from decemberpeople.com. Bye for now, everyone.
See you later.
Say bye. Yeah. Bye, Robert. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.